Good morning, everybody. This is my first annual general meeting of Barclays, and it's clearly going to be quite a strange one. I was looking forward to updating you in person on the progress that we've been making in the delivery of our strategy, but instead we find ourselves addressing you remotely, and I am sorry about that. I'm sure you all appreciate, however, the importance of us prioritizing everybody's safety and complying with the law so that we do our bit to slow the spread of this dreadful virus. We would have preferred, obviously, to be meeting in Glasgow, where we are developing a new strategic campus, but we are going to do our best to ensure that shareholders' questions can be answered and that your views are properly represented. I'd like to start, if I may, by paying a tribute to all of my colleagues in Barclays around the world who have been working so hard to keep the bank running and providing vital support to customers and clients. We have today 80% attendance at our call centres in the UK. We have over 650 branches open for business every day, and critical staff working here, as I am at the moment, in our office at Canary Wharf and in other buildings around the country and the world. Those colleagues and our tens of thousands of people working from home know how important it is to continue to provide essential financial services and support. And all of us are extremely grateful for the dedication that they are showing. Before I say something about our results for 2019, I would just like to comment on two other aspects of the crisis: how resilient the bank has been and how we are responding to the requirements of customers and clients around the world. As for resilience, we have been catapulted into the largest ever test of dynamic working, something none of us were fully prepared for. And I'm very pleased to report that the experiment is working well so far. People at this bank are doing amazing things out of their living rooms, their kitchens, a reminder of how ingenious and inventive we can be. And I hope that we will be able to look back when this period has passed and learn some lessons, but also take pride in the way in which the organization and the infrastructure of the bank has stood up. Secondly, I'd like to just share with you that our main external priority has, of course, been to help the countries where we operate get through the pandemic and get onto the task of economic recovery as quickly as possible. Here in the UK, we are participating in many government schemes designed to support businesses and people impacted by the virus. In addition, we have deployed formidable programs of our own, including offering repayment holidays, waiving banking fees, and extending as much credit as we can responsibly manage. We are also directly helping those vulnerable communities most impacted by the virus through Barclays donating an unprecedented £100 million to charities working to support people through the crisis. The creation of this Barclays Community Impact Fund is a source of great pride for colleagues, pleased to see the bank trying to play its part in alleviating the social effects of COVID-19, as well as some of the economic effects. And I know too from feedback that we have had from shareholders that you also are very supportive of this initiative. Our 2019 results feel like a world away, but I would like to comment on them nonetheless, as they were a clear indication that our strategy is working and that the group has transformed itself considerably over the last few years. Underlying returns and cost efficiency have improved, and the capital position is now secure. Group return on tangible equity was 9%, in line with the 2019 target. We have strengthened the control environment and dealt with our major legacy conduct issues. At the same time, we are ensuring the operational resilience of the organization, including our ability to deal with cyber threats, which have unfortunately become part of everyday life. As you are aware, on the advice of the PRA, we did take the difficult decision to cancel the full year dividend that was due at the beginning of April in respect of 2019. And we know that this had an immediate and unwelcome impact on shareholders, which of course we deeply regret. But as we have said, the bank has a strong capital base, could well have afforded the payment, but we felt that it was prudent to take the step that we did as part of ensuring that Barclays comes through the crisis strong and resilient. The board and management remain committed to returning capital to shareholders over time, and I want to place on record that it remains a priority as soon as it is reasonable to do so. One more word on our financial performance. You will have seen that we reported results for the first quarter of this year last week, with the corporate and investment bank's performance improving strongly. As the UK and US retail markets came under pressure, this demonstrated very clearly to us, again, the benefit of our diversified strategy. We are today a strong British universal bank, and our distinctive model makes us the leading European player in the US, which in today's world has real benefit. We recognise that there is a lot more to do, and our target remains to produce the group return on tangible equity consistently above 10%. Of course, the global macroeconomic environment, fueled in large part by the challenges of COVID-19, make this target much more difficult to achieve, but it remains our target and attainable over time. Let me just return, if I may, to where I started and add a few more words about the relationship between the bank and society as a whole. Now, there's been a lot of talk over the past few years about corporate purpose. And that's been true also internally at Barclays, where we have given an increasing amount of attention to our own purpose and what it should mean in practice for how we operate and the decisions we take, big and small. We have done a lot of thinking recently about how we can make a real and positive difference to society. And I think this has informed the way in which the bank has responded to the current crisis and to customers and clients. We may not get everything that we do right, but our intention is to get everything that we do right. This in part builds on the extraordinary breadth and depth of activity undertaken by colleagues to help communities in which we live and work. And I think I have said before how impressed I have been by the depth and feeling behind our citizenship activities. This also extends to our role in the preservation of our external environment. Barclays can and should play a leading role in tackling climate change. The size and scale of our business means that we can really help accelerate the transition to a low carbon economy. Resolution 29 before this meeting sets out a powerful ambition for Barclays to be net zero by 2050 and commits the group to a strategy with targets for alignment of its entire financing portfolio to the goals of the Paris Agreement. I believe that this represents a substantial and necessary step on the journey to Barclays becoming one of the leading banks globally in addressing climate change. I'm extremely grateful to the shareholders and other stakeholders who have engaged with us so patiently and thoughtfully over recent months as we have developed this new strategy. Along with the rest of the board, I strongly encourage you to vote in favour of this resolution. I would just like to conclude with a few words of thanks. Again, to thank all of our staff at Barclays for their normal commitment to the company, but also the extraordinary commitments which they are showing today. I would like to thank my boardroom colleagues for welcoming me and for the work that we have done together. And finally, I would like to thank Jess and the senior management team for the leadership skills which they deploy on a daily basis, today in even more extraordinary circumstances than ever before. All of these people are making a huge contribution to Barclays' success and will continue to do so, however challenging the times ahead of us. And I say also to all of you, to our shareholders, thank you for your patience with us, for the quality of dialogue that we have had, and I wish you all well over coming months. Thank you very much for listening.